It's Monday of the first week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We continue our pilgrimage through the Roman stations. Today's collect church is St. Cosmas and Damian at the Roman Forum, built into the ancient halls of the Temple of Romulus. And then we proceed past the Colosseum to the station church San Pietro in Vincoli, St. Peter in Chains on the Opian Hill, an outcropping of the Esquiline. 16 centuries ago, this is where the prefecture was located, where many Christians were condemned to death. The original church was erected in 431 in the time of Celestine I, and it was dedicated to Saints Peter and Paul. Tradition holds that the chains which had held St. Peter in the prison in Jerusalem had been given to the Empress Eudoxia, who in the 5th century gave them to Leo the Great, who rebuilt this church and placed the chains here for our veneration down to today. Also here are the relics of the Maccabee brothers, as well as Michelangelo's statue of Moses, originally made for the tomb of Julius II. In the older form of Holy Mass, the texts were influenced by the theme of imprisonment. Consider that Christ told Peter on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, when he questioned Peter about his love 3 times to undo Peter's threefold denial, that one day Peter would be bound and taken to where he did not want to go. That would happen in Rome. Peter would be bound in chains and taken to the Circus of Caligula on the Vatican Hill, and there crucified upside down and buried in a nearby cemetery. Chains are, in a sense, the symbol of the Petrine and apostolic vocation. In the first reading of the Vetus Ordo today, we have the prophet Ezekiel about how the shepherd pastures his sheep by running waters. This scene is depicted in mosaics of apses in Roman churches. In the reading, the shepherd goes looking for lost sheep. The gospel is about how the good shepherd will separate the sheep from the goats. Remember, today we are in heart and mind at the church where the chains of Peter are preserved. But the shepherd rescued his chief sheep, Peter, from prison, so that he could serve him and then die in Rome. Such a vision reminds us that being a Christian has consequences. It isn't resolved only in pleasant thoughts. Let's go now to some insights from Father Troadec in his wonderful Toward Easter. In the epistle for today, the prophet Ezekiel portrays our Lord as a good shepherd who takes care of his flock. He was to call himself the good shepherd, and say that he gives his life for his sheep. He knows his sheep, and they know him. He walks before them, and they follow him. He defends them against ravening wolves and gives his life to save them. That is indeed what our Lord does for the children of God and of the Church in these days of mercy and forgiveness. By the voice of the Church, God calls all of his sheep to the fold of his Son, that they might live by his grace. We want to be attentive to his voice. Whether we be lost, wounded, weak, ill, the Divine Shepherd will find us again, will take care of us, will heal us, if we seize the grace of conversion which he desires to give to us. We are all in need of conversion. Let us be firmly convinced of the fact. And so let us ask our Lord for the grace not to spend this Lent carelessly. For indeed, one day, the day of our death, time will no longer exist for us, and we will no longer be able to do penance. It will then be too late. We know that everything which we will have done during our life that is not for the love of God will merit no reward. His mercy as Good Shepherd will give way to his justice. For he is also the just judge, as the gospel of today describes him. Let us understand in particular that a true love of God has to find concrete expression in the love of our neighbor, and so let us act in consequence. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd, help me to take advantage of this Lent in order to draw closer to thee, and grant me to unite my prayer to the practice of good works toward my neighbor, so as to hear one day from thy lips these consoling words of today's gospel. Come, ye blessed of my Father, possess you the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.